Human trafficking keeps a stranglehold on its victims. Haiti responds to the challenges of recovery 6 months after devastation. And a ministry team forms a network to combat HIV/AIDS in Zimbabwe. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. recently added several Asian countries to its human trafficking watch list, adding to the many that were already on it. Women are trafficked into prostitution in Asia, but then often refuse to leave. Pioneers missionary Ella Greer offers victims jobs at a jewelry business in East Asia to pull them away from prostitution. But
we've had our business going for 2 years now, and really only three women have come out of the brothels to work for us full time.
The phenomenon has a lot to do with the emotional state of the victims after being treated like slaves. Greer says even once the women begin to trust her, they won't leave because they don't believe they're worth it. This mindset blinds them to the gospel.
The most often thing I hear when I share the gospel is, I could never face God. I'm too dirty and worthless.
She says, pray
that they would actually have enough faith that when God calls their name, they can listen and believe that He could truly love them.
Next, 6 months after Haiti's quake, recovery is painfully slow. As a result, refugees have been fleeing to ill-equipped outlying areas. Microenterprise programs began cropping up, some with interest rates as high as 365%. Well, that's why Farmers International expanded two microenterprise loan programs in cooperation with the local church. Through a biblical approach, families are released from poverty and many of the families get back on their feet. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, in April, we covered a story of Every Child Ministries liberating 55 Tracosi slaves and their head priest coming to Christ. Since then, Sharon Aldrich with ECM says they're helping to rehabilitate seven of the women through sewing lessons and Bible studies. And
we also worked with them to help them find a more viable way of making a living. And this involved what I did, which was training them to develop a home business and even possibly get a microcredit loan.
Aldrich says transitioning is slow.
It's difficult for them to go back into the community and feel a part of everyone because they have been set apart for something that they know is wrong.
But those who made decisions for Christ continually grow in their faith. And the priest?
There is a local man, a Christian man, who is going to him every week and having prayer and Bible study with him, and we pray for him.
Next, Reed Buchanan of the Mission Society served as a missionary in Ghana for 6 years. Now he's back in the U.S., and he's brought community development ministry with him.
The international part of this is called community health evangelism, but the urban ministry that we use that's based on the same principles here in the U.S. is called neighborhood transformation. The hope, of course, is rooted in Jesus Christ. We certainly believe that the work of Christ can transform any community.
They're using this model in 79 countries, though they've had to adapt it slightly in the U.S., where many don't have a sense of community and easily grow numb to the gospel.
All people and neighborhoods have assets. God has given a purpose to each one of us.
But Buchanan says their belief is
kind of like getting a flu shot. You've been inoculated a little bit to the gospel, and you really haven't had that transformation of the heart.
As an example, one community in Louisville, Kentucky has grown tremendously, physically, spiritually, and socially. Involve your community at our website. And there are hundreds of HIV/AIDS projects in Africa. Some are successful and some aren't. The Evangelical Alliance mission or team is taking a different approach in order to assist in lasting change. They want to see the local church take ownership in the outreach, responding with Christ-like holistic ministry to the HIV/AIDS crisis. A network is already forming between churches, non-governmental groups, and others. Continue to pray things move forward and pray God provides the funding. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or just click through on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.